Welcome to CounselorAudioSource.net. Counselor Audio Source is a weekly podcast dedicated to the professional enhancement of practicing counselors, supervisors, and counselor educators. Look for us on the web at CounselorAudioSource.net. This week on Counselor Audio Source, international initiatives in counseling, connections to a global society. Contributing editor Dr. Leon Wyrick Morgan interviews Dr. Lemuel W. Watson, professor of higher education and chair of the Department of Counseling, Adult, and Higher Education at Northern Illinois University, about the department's international initiatives.
Good afternoon and welcome to our podcast. My name is Dr. Leon Wyrick Morgan. I'm an assistant professor at Northern Illinois University, and I have the honor and privilege of interviewing the chair of our department, Dr. Lemuel Watson, who's the chair of the Counseling, Adult, and Higher Education Department at Northern Illinois University. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Watson, I wanted to interview you today because I think it's important. Your faculty won an award recently for their outstanding work in international initiatives. And I think that that is something, an area that counselors and counselor educators could learn more about in terms of trying to establish international initiatives and what that all means and how counselors can fit into a global perspective. What do you think has been your department's success, the key to your department's success in establishing these international initiatives, especially with your adult and higher education faculty?
One of the most important things and necessity that I believe a department or faculty should have is a genuine interest in another culture, because that is the spark that takes them far into the research area, as well as connections, practice, and the partnership with an international initiative. Some of these partnerships are very difficult to maneuver on a country level, where you're dealing with ministers of education, as well as the organizations that you are partnering with. So having that first initial entrance is extremely important. And all of the faculty in the department who have reached out to other countries have had that genuine interest. From that, their commitment to bring about some kind of value added to life in the country towards a goal, or just plain social justice, has been something that has driven them as well. And so in the department, such partnerships with Sri Lanka, Honduras, Malawi, Ghana, China, Korea, all of these are driven, and Brazil and Chile, are driven by individuals' faculty passion to add something to life in that particular country. And most of them have to do with social justice and the whole notion of bringing about a better life for people there. So if that is present, then you have something to build upon. And so that's one of the reasons I think my department has won this award, is because we tend to have these partnerships over many, 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 many years.
I understand there was a number of counselor educators that went down to Honduras this last summer and worked with some people in the community there in terms of establishing counseling.
That's correct. Honduras, like many other countries, are facing the issue of how do you deal with AIDS and HIV, and how do you educate, and how do you begin to empower people to take back some control over their lives and their communities. And so our faculty members were very involved with going down and working with an agency, it was a Christian organization, in order to talk about birth control, prevention, and things of that sort.
And you yourself were involved in an initiative with Poland?
Yes. I've been involved with Poland, and we're trying to develop professional development schools.
Okay.
Specifically for at leadership, the whole notion of becoming a principal is foreign to them in that way, or a teacher leader, what does that mean? And while they were also discovered that, you know, a school counselor was just, what do you mean exactly? You know, we have teachers teaching them what they need to know, and the notion of having a parent in the school to educate them and how to work with the school as a school counselor is just a foreign concept. So yes, so it brings me back to a philosophical question, which is, you know, what is counseling? And why do we have counseling? And who should be in counseling or therapy? And from the context of our Western society and Western ideas, it might seem very clear, but when you take it out of a context that is focused on democracy, capitalism, and mobility, then the whole context and nature of what it is becomes blurred, and exactly how do you use, you know, the services are very muddy.
I would bet there would be some perceived barriers. Someone coming in from the West, the value systems that we have, like you mentioned. Can you speak a little bit about how you start or how you get involved in the ground, from the ground up, the grassroots efforts to start an international initiative?
Sure. I think one of the best ways to get involved, again, is to have some curiosity and interest and a place or people. And many times the way this works is you might attend a seminar where someone's talking about an issue of families and trying to help families become empowered to have better voting rights or career rights for women, and all of a sudden you understand, okay, if that need is there, then how do we begin to open up their minds and society to having maybe a plan, and how do you deal with working with the whole context of a country that's changing? And I think it's very important to pause for a moment and to think about the context for which counselors work. Should not a great deal of their work be about social justice? Because it seems to always be about empowering the person to have more skills to make better informed decisions about their life. Therefore the life of their family, therefore the life of their community. So the whole notion of counseling in many ways, it's about self-empowerment, community empowerment, be it for individuals, families, or schools. So in a way, the whole notion of what a counselor does is focused on transformation and the whole social justice issue, which is across the globe a very powerful issue. And I don't think that in many of our graduate programs we see ourselves as transformers and social justice workers. But anytime there's a major movement in our society, talking to people about the outcomes of it, and what do you do, and how do you make sense out of it, extends itself to empowerment, to take control over yourself and the lives of your loved ones and communities.
Definitely. What do you think have been the benefits and the major benefits of your faculty going out to all parts of the world and then bringing that back to the students in the classrooms here at Northern Illinois?
Well, I think it certainly makes the faculty more interesting. I think it empowers them, and it immediately, as you look at research, it gives them a totally different perspective in which to view their own work and their own lives and their purpose in their work and in the world. I think that also is transformed and given to their students through their teaching and how they view the necessary skills that the students will have. So students immediately reap the outcomes of the international initiatives. Another important point with faculty going out and coming back, you begin to look at the challenges that we have as we talk about KCREP accreditation and other accreditations. Even the way that we view those have different meaning, be it less important or more important. When you go to a totally different setting where you're not confined by those issues, you know, right. What's important is, do you have the skills, number one, to do what you need to do? And how do you make a difference immediately? Or how do you empower the person to begin to ask the necessary questions they need to regulate whatever issues they need to? And I think it takes us off trying to dot all the I's and the T's,
right.
But takes us back to the true meaning. Why are we in this in the first place?
Right.
It becomes meaningful. And that, to me, is synergy that is certainly shared throughout the faculty, the college, but also our students.
So you found that throughout this process, it has not taken the energy away from what they were doing at the university, but actually created energy as a result of it?
Absolutely. My philosophy as a department chair is to try to help faculty be the best they can be in all areas of their lives. And so so for me and my department, with the faculty I work with, I'm always trying to help them get what they need in order to do the things that excite them and ignite them to be the best they can be. So I certainly don't believe that international initiatives and partnerships take away from our regular programs and our mission and what we should be doing.
Right. I think it enhances it, if anything.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Brings a different focus to what we're looking at.
Yes.
I think that's interesting that you brought up in terms of KCREP accreditation and in the, you know, the rules that we follow in order to educate our students. The interesting thought that I had was, you know, what can we do as counselor educators to incorporate curriculum that is relevant to our students so that if they were to choose as counselors to go work abroad, what do we do to prepare them? How do we prepare them differently?
I think it's very important to get the necessary skills needed to do no harm. I believe that regardless of where a person goes or a student goes, be it as a practitioner or a counselor educator, is that we train them and we be accountable to their skills and their ability to do no harm. After that, I think offering them the widest possibilities of what they can become and how they can use their skills, be it school counseling, agency, career counseling, coaching, or as a social advocate, really is up to them. I'm finding that there's a major need in many programs for graduates of any degree who deal with people to have some sense of counseling skills, because I'm finding regardless of where you go, you have to be able to deal with people and the issues that they bring to the table. And it's always easier if you can empathize, sympathize, and try to direct them to the right resources when they come to you. 80% of what I do is counseling.
What do you perceive are some barriers, or what have you heard from other, you know, department chairs throughout the country in terms of creating these initiatives? What are some perceived barriers by counselor educators toward developing these initiatives?
I think one of the biggest barriers, I think, is getting faculty to understand that this is possible. And that it enhances the program and the area and the college. Another barrier seems obvious would be funding. How do you fund such initiatives?
Yes.
Especially if you're dealing with developing countries.
Yes.
How do you find the resources to do that? And so looking for grants, being creative with the partnership initiative, looking in places where you would normally think to look. So it means stepping out of the box as a counselor many times and looking at yourself in a broader way. For example, again, as a transformer and a social justice worker, mm-hmm. not just a counselor.
Right.
The other issue, as you mentioned before, dealing with the curriculum, how do you begin to infuse that into a curriculum, and how do you just how do you excite someone who's totally not interested in any of the international initiatives?
Right.
And those are major challenges. But I think if you have some faculty who are dedicated mm-hmm. to doing this, because they're personally dedicated, that is very, very catchy, and there is a lot of synergy from that. I've seen it happen. I've seen it work. And it's empowering. It really is.
I would believe that it would only enhance their multicultural competencies in dealing with their students.
Yes.
Whether they be school counselors working with students or the community working with clients. Having an international perspective from a faculty member that comes back and shows, this is what we did, this is what the people are like, and here's what I went through.
Yes.
Bringing a different cultural perspective would enhance their competencies in that area.
Right.
I don't think there would be a question about that.
I think that's very important, pause a moment, for the cultural competency. Because as Westerners, we have, even though we believe that we see things broadly and can deal with diversity at a basic level, mm-hmm. I think having the opportunity to go abroad, it broadens our perspective and our own definition of what diversity is. Mm-hmm. It becomes much broader, and therefore it helps us educate students to see in a broader sense that it's much more than about race, sexual orientation, religion. Mm-hmm. It's also about the economic means. It's about how the person perceives him or herself. Mm-hmm. And an example of this is, you know, in this country, it's very clear to me which box I go in, mm-hmm. For the most part. But as I get on a plane and I've traveled throughout the world, mm-hmm. I never know who I'm going to be and how I'm going to be perceived when I step off a plane. Being an olive-skinned black person, I just never know how I'm going to be perceived. Mm-hmm. So I automatically, when I get off the plane, I just accept whoever, whatever I'm perceived as, because I really don't know how I'm going to be perceived, and it's not necessarily what it is in America. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true for anyone and how they view themselves. Mm-hmm. As they travel around the world to different countries, when you step off the plane, you might know who you are, but how you're perceived in a different society is not synonymous with who you were in this country.
Definitely. And I think being a woman traveling the world, you're yeah. right. You kind of accept what yes. it is in whatever yes. country and whatever yes. the culture and beliefs are.
Yes.
You know, if you plan on actually making this initiative mm-hmm. work, you would have to make some concessions until you understood what was really happening.
That's exactly right. That's
like
exactly
you said,
right.
from a Western point of view, we may think we know
yes.
from reading and,
absolutely.
And the technology that we have and the yep. access we have, but it's never going to be the same.
It's never the same. There. Absolutely.
Right. What advice would you provide, or would you like to provide, to counselor educators around the country that might be listening, maybe around the world even, about establishing international initiatives?
I would say be open to any possibility when someone comes to you and asks you about, you know, what do you think about this issue? Even though you may think it's not applicable to what you do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes finding yourself in a meeting where people are dealing with difficult decisions as it relates to families or economic issues or health issues, mm-hmm. Sometimes a spark will go on, or a bulb will go on in your head, and you think, I'm needed there. Mm-hmm. For example, I think the Katrina situation, mm-hmm. and you wanting to go down to participate, that to me is just more than sending counselors out in the world. That was social justice mm-hmm. in that sense, because you're trying to help these people put their lives back together. So
I think we were both on the same page with that.
Yes, yes.
It was more than just me going as a counselor.
Yes, it was really, you know, and that's the way I think redefining ourselves and yourself as a professional out of a vacuum, mm-hmm. Realizing that the work that counselors and counselor educators do really is not separated from other work and other people. Mm-hmm. And I think the more we can break down those barriers and silos mm-hmm. of justifying ourselves in a particular way, the better mm-hmm. we are at least accepting the ideas to move forward. Now, once the seed has been planted, I think it's very important to contact and email people in other countries and ask, right. you know, what's the situation there? What are some of your needs? Going to your college's international office or the international office at a university and asking, you know, what are some of the partnerships and what are they doing? Do you think there could be a piece that I could bring to the table? Right. Even though it may not be called counseling, mm-hmm. what you may want to go over and say and do is a you know, maybe a pilot study to look at, for example, in Belarus, you know, many females are trying to break into careers. Mm-hmm. They don't know what career to think about. Many of them want to be entrepreneurs, and so trying to discover what careers mean in a society that is moving more to capitalistic notions, mm-hmm. for example, in Poland, mm-hmm. How do you begin to help them plan and put a structure in place for that? That is uniquely theirs, not necessarily ours.
Right. So what we would call career counseling to them is more an exploration of their future.
Absolutely.
And economically and socially
yes.
and all the other factors that go into it.
Yes, yes. And so what is called here and what's needed here and what looks like is clear to us when we go into another context, the terms won't be the same, specifically mm-hmm. in developing countries. Mm-hmm. The terms won't be the same. How you're used is maybe a totally different phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And so the kinds of things you look for in, on the global level and on the international level may not be the same verbiage, mm-hmm. words, or positions. Mm-hmm. And so what you want to look for then are what skills are needed mm-hmm. and how do my skills help accomplish those goals.
And as you're speaking about this, something came to mind in terms of our global economy and how mm-hmm. things are changing. Looking at Afghanistan in particular,
yes.
we have a generation of women and girls who are yes. being introduced to school and education and opportunities that they haven't been in the past. Now, an educator that would want to become involved in an international initiative, say with a country like Afghanistan, where there are some other obvious social justice issues there
yes.
and the military presence mm-hmm. and things of that sort. How do you navigate the university allowing faculty and students to go to pursue knowledge of those countries when they are somewhat unstable and volatile?
Well, the international office here at Northern, as well as many other institutions, mm-hmm. if a country is on the State Department's warning list,
okay.
They do not sanction the trip or the research. So
okay.
it will be at the individual's own risk.
Okay.
Which is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it can't be done. And so getting funding through the institution and with the institution
right.
Probably will be non-existent.
Right.
So if you as an individual have a focus there, you could always go, for example, during the summer when you're not on a 9-month contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are ways to get at those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You could apply for a Fulbright. As a former Fulbright myself, I know the CIES is always interested. And
what's CIES?
That is the Cultural of International Exchange of Scholars.
Okay.
It's with the State Department of the United States.
Okay.
And so they're always interested in people trying to show the face of America that it's not through necessarily government terms or with you know, organization terms. They're trying to put the heart and soul of who America is out there in many different ways. Mm-hmm. So there are many other alternative ways that you just have to look for and get people who are specialists at developing international partnerships mm-hmm. to work with you.
Great. And I was just thinking, too, with the amount of technology we have now.
That's exactly right.
It might not mean your physical presence in the country to set up an initiative that you could actually do some things via the internet.
Yes.
And gather information that way without actually having to go there.
Absolutely.
That's great information. I wasn't aware that you were a Fulbright scholar. Any comments, anything I haven't asked you about that you feel would be important for people that are looking to set up these international initiatives that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, I think it's very important that counselors and counselor educators become more involved on an international level. I think other places and other countries are having the same issues that we're having, the issue of AIDS and health issues and teenage issues and disequilibrium with making decisions and growing and what should I be, and schools that are developing and becoming more westernized when you have families that have really not participated in the educational process. Mm-hmm. I think the whole notion of careers and what that means. And for many developing countries, it's not just a career in my community. Mm-hmm. Many of them are employed by major international companies. Mm-hmm. And so, how do you begin to help people be empowered to bargain for their own selves and their families and communities? Mm-hmm. But I see a major need for counselors all over the world as people become mobile. And I've often spoken these terms that the United States, 50 years ago, families, did most of the counseling.
Right.
You would sit on the front porch or back porch and you have a cup of coffee and you talk out your troubles and mm-hmm. with family members, and they would tell you you're crazy or
right.
not, and this is what you should do. And as we have really become more mobile, we just, our family structure has changed. Mm-hmm. And so in developing countries, you still have people families who will talk about family issues because mm-hmm. they belong in the family and
right.
we should help you out here.
Mm-hmm.
And going to someone who is not in the family mm-hmm. is a difficult notion. And mm-hmm. so I just think we need to think about how would we fit in there. Maybe it doesn't need to be set up here. Maybe you just need to be a part of getting the discussion going. Maybe more group therapy would be more important in those kinds of settings. But I think it's an exciting future. I think it's a future that is going to be dynamic, mm-hmm. that is going to be exciting, and that is necessary.
It sounds like a big part of it is doing your homework.
Yes.
Finding out about the cultures, finding out if your interests match the interests of the people that are there, and then finding a contact.
Yes.
And making it what you can make it.
Absolutely. I think spending time in any country, watching, observing, and getting a feel for the people at the family level and the national level is very important. And again, many of these people are still trying to define who they are as a country.
Right.
The national self concept is developing as the individual family, and what that means changes.
Right.
So it's exciting.
It is exciting. And that's why I asked you to come to the podcast.
Thank you.
With me, because
Thank
I think
you
these
very
are
much.
Great things for counselor educators. And being in my second year as a counselor educator, these are things that I see as bright things that I would love to get involved in. So I'm glad that you came on to help us all learn a little bit more about how to do that.
Thank you for
asking. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You've just heard an interview by contributing editor Dr. Leon Wyrick Morgan. Dr. Wyrick Morgan interviewed Dr. Lemuel W. Watson from Northern Illinois University regarding international initiatives. Look for previous podcasts, show notes, and listener feedback on the podcast website at counselorAudiosource.net. Listeners can leave comments or questions for our interview guests or hosts through our Skype.com internet telephone ID, Counselor Audio Source, or by calling 330-871-4015. counseling techniques and interventions discussed in the Counselor Audio Source broadcast are meant for use by counseling professionals, and Counselor Audio Source is not held liable for any use of the techniques mentioned in the program. Our music bed today is Memorial Day from Jamie Beauchamp. His and other PodSafe music can be found in the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. Counselor Audio Source is licensed under the Creative Commons, a nonprofit organization offering a flexible copyright for creative work.